A recap of an incident that took place yesterday that began with a disturbance and ended with more than just that.
Yes. About 9:30 yesterday morning, officers responded to the 900 block of West 29th Street for a disturbance. Once officer responded on scene, or as that officer was responding to the scene, a green van had left, and the officer was able to get some information that that was the suspect vehicle, and we needed to try and find it. A different officer who happened to be on in the 500 block of Gaynor Street saw that same vehicle approaching their location and attempted to stop it while he was dealing with a different, totally different call. That vehicle stopped in the roadway, and the officer was walking up to it trying to make contact with the driver, and at that point, that vehicle evaded. It, I think it went backwards down the street. It was skidding its tires, trying to get away, and then it turned off onto another street. Officers jumped in their car, tried to catch up to it, and by the time they found it, it had been wrecked at the intersection of Grosbeck and Peace Street. Officers approached that vehicle, saw the driver leaving the vehicle carrying a child, stopped that individual, identified him as Jose Octavio Diaz, which is 33 years of age, from Bryan. Once all was said and done, it was determined that Diaz had gone over to this house on 29th Street where he had a protective order against him and was not supposed to be within 200 feet of that residence and had been in a verbal altercation with someone there. He had previously been arrested for violating that protective order, so he knew that he wasn't supposed to be there and what the consequences of that could be. Once officers approached the vehicle, they realized that not only was there the child that he was carrying, but there were two other children in the van. There were no safety seats. Matter of fact, there were no seats in the vehicle except for the driver and the passenger seat. And the kids were, you know, crying uncontrollably. So they were taken to St. Joseph Hospital just, you know, to make sure that everything was okay. I think one had a busted lip. Their ages were 9, 4, and 1. So they were transported just to get them checked out. They were treated and released to the mother. And then Jose Diaz was arrested for a multitude of charges. He was charged with 3 counts of endangering a child. He was charged with evading arrest or detention in a vehicle, violation of protective order, 2 counts of no child's safety seats, possession of drug paraphernalia, no driver's license, no seatbelt for a child under 17, which is for the older child that was in the vehicle, and failed to maintain single lane.